Local folks helping local business.
This little late-breaking piece of news, I got a text from Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. That location and the one in Prattville have Boston butts for 95 cents a pound.
That's really cheap.
Yeah. He says, Rich gave everyone a great forecast for putting something on the smoker, which you did.
Oh, good.
So at 95 cents a pound, that's the Prattville and Montgomery.
Can you smell it? Smoking
locations, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Well, we did our best, Jay. We hope that your birthday's been...
Happy birthday weekend, Betty.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better.
And we will see you on... Now, what's going on?
Let's listen for Joey.
Good idea. He's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Instead of a debate, we got separate TV events with President Trump and Joe Biden last night. Biden says about his plans for the economy in a town hall moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
The GDP will grow by $1 trillion more than would under Trump and 7 million more jobs than under Trump.
The president tells Savannah Guthrie of NBC News, we're bouncing back from coronavirus shutdowns.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon, and our economy is strong.
The candidates are scheduled to debate next Thursday in Nashville. More Americans this year are first-time gun owners.
Some 5 million people in the first 7 months of 2020 alone. Overall, the FBI reports nearly 29 million background checks for firearm purchases, already besting last year's record of 28.4 million.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
This cold front we've been talking about that arrived early this morning is the front we've been talking about all week long, and timing is everything. So here it is, Friday. We're getting ready for a big weekend and the best fall weather of the season so far coming up. A little breezy today at times, with a high temperature up into the low 70s, but north winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will pick up during the day, and you can feel that cold air. Well, not cold air, it's cooler air coming in. Clear skies tonight. Well, jacket weather, overnight low temperature 43. That's pretty chilly.
That's the cold air.
That's the cold air. Then a perfect fall day tomorrow with a high around 74. Great weather for the football or the fair. Chilly on Friday night, low 50. Sunday, if you know anybody with a birthday, oh, we do. It looks like plenty of sunshine, low humidity, highs in the upper 70s. That's just about perfect birthday weather. A little bit warmer on Monday. Right now, this morning, we have a north wind 10 miles per hour. Temperature is 64. Feeling that nice air come in here at 9:03. Hi.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
This is going to be a dumb question, but whose birthday is it?
It's Jay's.
Happy birthday.
See that little picture? See that picture of him when he was a little kid?
Oh, I wasn't. You know how I'm busy in the morning. But, happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you.
And that's like a young Jay?
Yeah, that's like a five-year-old Jay. Is he not adorable?
I'm of the definitely the same era. I have the similar childhood photos my aunt just found. The same sweaters and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
I had my mom would buy my clothes from Sears and Spiegel's and with green stamps, and I don't know, did your mom buy your stuff?
For the most part, when you were
a little kid.
I had Buster Brown pants or shoes and stuff like that.
Remember corduroy pants?
Oh,
they're the worst.
That's the worst. Especially when you start to walk fast, like...
I know, it makes noise. You can't sneak up on anybody.
It's like a Santana's rhythm section
What's going on?
Hey, Jack Campbell.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
That was Rich.
Yeah.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Happy Friday, man.
No kidding. Couldn't get here fast enough.
No. Tell me about it. Joey, timing's everything. What was your debate choice last night?
I watched Trump first, and then I watched Biden.
Town hall.
Did you watch either, Jack?
No, I was asleep. Oh, Jack.
I watched some of Trump. I didn't watch any of Biden. I couldn't stand it.
Well, and Rich, I knew it was your bedtime early. Did you catch anything this morning?
No, because I Braves baseball. The Braves won last night.
And, nice.
And they could clinch the World Series tonight.
Well, there was one moment that was very humorous in my mind.
Yeah.
Where it was, she had to be a little Jewish woman, is my guess. And she talks about her parents being immigrants.
Yeah.
I think, and Trump asked her from where. He says, Russia and Poland is where immigrants are originally from. He's like, oh, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. But she, before she asks her question, she says this. Here, I'm going to play the clip. It's only 12 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, listen into this because you missed it.
Paulette, what's your question?
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're so handsome when you smile, and the crowd starts clapping. Trump just goes into the biggest smile you've ever seen, you know, eating grin. It was this odd moment because most of the town hall, Savannah Guthrie was really
I
expense.
Heard some sound bites of Savannah Guthrie like she was being belligerent.
Well, the one that made me curse at the TV, and we'll get into this as we open up News and Views.
Yeah.
But she asked about Amy Coney Barrett potentially having to rule on any sort of election matters in the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
And Trump said, well, she can go either way. She's not conflicted there. She could rule for me. She could rule against me. And that's how it should be. I don't, you know, create.
I love how you get into the Trump voice. You know,
but he really was. It was actually a great answer. He's like, you know, she could go either way. And that's fine. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. And Savannah Guthrie cuts in. So she's going to rule for you, right? I was like, what is
she?
What? Yeah.
No, I heard some other sound bites where she was just yelling.
Oh yeah.
She was yelling at the president.
Do you denounce white supremacy, Savannah? I denounce white supremacy. Do you denounce it though? It seems like you're dodging. I denounce it. You do this all the time. I've denounced it for years. And instead of the questions for a child like you did with Joe Biden, I've denounced it.
Yeah.
You always do this.
He's a denouncer and you're an announcer.
Right.
So I'm and I'm out of here.
All right, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Have a nice weekend.
See bye, Chase.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, Rich. Bye, Jay.
Oh, Chase is ready to go. I like that dog. Good dog. Well, Jack, I guess we should open up the show here in just a second.
That's how it works.
You in a bitter mood?
No, not bitter.
I'm trying to read the subtext like a progressive reading a conservative. I'm trying to read, you know, in between the lines here. You seem, I don't know, a little perturbed, a little verklempt.
I'm not.
No.
My lower back hurts, but other than that.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That was the grimace.
Yeah.
Well, my lower back's a little sore too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, probably different reasons for each.
Yeah, I didn't lift weights.
Right.
Well, I do when I get myself up every day. I'm lifting weights. Yeah, believe me.
No, your arms are looking very impressive. It's almost like Michelle Obama's.
Well, I do have some little weights that I use.
Yeah, I've seen you use them. It's impressive. It's good. You know, you get to stay on top of it. Anyway, News and Views on a Friday will begin here officially.
Is Eddie there?
No, not yet. He's going to be late today.
Okay.
We'll
tell
begin.
Him to stop.
Here, officially in mere moments. Stay tuned.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the death of a toddler as a homicide. Police say 2-year-old Cole Cherry was taken to the hospital after being physically assaulted last Friday. The child later died. 25-year-old Isidore Holliday Jr. is now charged with capital murder. The State Department of Public Health reports more than 148,000 Alabamians have tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say close to 2,600 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now at 844. And the city of Montgomery has big plans for Garrett Coliseum. The city plans to do $20 million in renovations to not just the Coliseum, but also the barns on the property. City leaders say the goal is to start construction in April of next year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmers market, your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's up, music lovers? This is Kelly Clarkson from The Voice.
I am so excited for the new season with John Legend, Blake Shelton, plus that super amazing, incredible Gwen Stefani.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so much fun.
There is something magical about hearing live music again. It's such a rush of positivity that sometimes I get lost just thinking about how I get to destroy Blake Shelton and make him cry. It feels good to be positive.
Don't miss Kelly Clarkson on the premiere of The Voice this Monday on NBC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
But beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Never shot anybody in the leg, Jack?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, not that I recall either. Not that it's not ever happened. It's just I don't remember it.
Yeah, well, I drank enough in my early years that I might not have remembered it.
Well, welcome in. It's News and Views on a Friday. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, as the big voice says there. So you caught some of what happened last night. It was dueling town halls. You watched some of Trump?
Yeah, I didn't watch any of Biden. I just can't do it.
So what did you think of the Trump town hall, the little bit you watched?
It was not bad, except for that woman, that moderator. Why do they need a moderator?
Right.
You're going to have a town hall. I mean, you don't need one. And she was just rude.
You know, I played it just a second ago. You know, you have a great smile. And the woman went on to say, hey, I'm a child of immigrants, came from Russia and Poland. I really do care about immigrants, and I care about the Dreamers. What are you going to do with the DACA program? And Trump essentially said, hey, we're working on a big immigration plan. We have the border secure. The wall's almost finished. And, you know, I feel the same way about Dreamers as you do, ma'am. And he let out a big beaming smile again. And the crowd started to applaud. It's this incredible moment, and Savannah Guthrie jumps in and goes, yeah, but didn't you say the Dreamers now have to renew through DACA every year instead of every 2 or 3 years? So you really have cut back the program. It's like, what in the, just everything he said and had a moment with these questioners, you know, average voters, she would be there to needle him. And the first 15 minutes of it was just Savannah Guthrie interviewing the president. I thought he held his own pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this about the president. He's not a details guy. So when it came down to explaining, she said, is essentially your strategy for COVID-19 herd immunity? And he talked about, well, the cure can't be worse than the problem, can't be worse than the disease. I wish he could have articulated more. We protect the vulnerable, essentially focus protection, and you open up the country. But I thought he had good lines in the sense that we're winning court cases around the country, like in Michigan and Pennsylvania, because what they're doing in those states, locking down, is unconstitutional. So I thought he held his own pretty well there. But the dynamics of that town hall were interesting. Behind Trump, you know, when you had the normal camera shot on Trump, there was one woman, I believe, African-American, black woman, and she had on a big red mask. And you could see that she was a Trump fan. He's like, look, you know, this came in from China. One person gone from this is too much because this came in from China. He'd make points like that, and you'd see the woman in the red mask just nodding and, like, quietly clapping or, like, kind of raising her fist. You know, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And apparently, woke progressive Twitter decided, let's dox this woman and put all her information out there on the internet because she was, you know, agreeing with President Trump on national
TV. That's unbelievable.
That's where we're at these days. It's where we're at. So you didn't watch any of the Biden town hall?
No, I did not. I mean, well, you knew what it was going to be. It was going to be softball.
Right.
And you knew they weren't going to bring up Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they didn't bring up any of that. Or the laptop. None of that. Now, I will give Stephanopoulos a little credit that on the court packing thing, in a very nice way, though, Stephanopoulos, you know, kind of said, hey, wait. Yeah, you know, you need to give a position here. And Biden gave this sort of more than he has in the past where I don't like court packing, but it depends on what the Republicans do with this nominee. It was this, you know, lost in the land of vagary again. So, we'll see.
You know, this is the legal, lawful way to do it. Someone dies, there's a vacancy, and you fill it. And Senate confirms, and she goes on about her business. It's not like Trump created a new position.
Right.
I can't help it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and you can't replace her. But you can put somebody in her seat, which is what you do when there's a vacancy. So all this, well, if Trump gets her confirmed, well, he's going to.
Well, and so Trump had a pretty good answer on that last night. He was asked point blank about Republicans changing their mind. And he said, number one, I didn't want to have to do this. I had the greatest respect for Justice Ginsburg. And it's tragic that it happened here. But think about it, folks. If the shoe was on the other foot, Democrats would do this all day, every day. And so we're going to do it. Savannah Guthrie then cuts in.
But back in 2015, 2016, when Merrick Garland was up, you thought that the Republicans should let the voice of the people be heard and, you know, all this stuff like that. And Trump said, you know what, Savannah? Everything changed with Justice Kavanaugh. And I have great respect for Merrick Garland. I really did back then. I still do today. But everything that they did to Justice, now Justice Kavanaugh, that changed the ballgame right there. And it was a nice moment for Trump handled his own last night. He held his own. He really had, I think, a good showing in a hostile environment.
Savannah Guthrie was hostile. A lot of the questioners were not, and a lot of the crowd was not. They often gave him applause lines. There you could tell some folks were fawning over him, were definitely Trump supporters. And yeah. I'll say with the ABC town hall, though Stephanopoulos was very much warm and nice to Biden, there are a few of the questioners who really went at Biden. There was a young black man who said, you know, this the big undecided vote is are young black men in particular under 30, like myself, and the choice is not so much whether or not to vote for Trump or you, but whether to vote for you or stay home. So why, when I look at a system that doesn't seem to serve me well or keep me safe, should I vote for you other than, you know, the idea that if I don't, I'm not black? And Biden went on some, like, several-minute meandering answer. And that's the big takeaway for me, Jack. Trump's town hall, love him or hate him, was engaging. It was interesting. It was entertaining. It really kept your attention. Biden's town hall, he would meander on these several-minute answers that you kind of would go, okay, I see what he's saying there, but then he goes in another direction. It didn't hold my attention, and it was 2 hours as opposed to Trump's 1 hour. And yeah. You get kind of tired of him.
Well, he does do that a lot. He digresses, goes down rabbit holes. Sometimes you can't follow him, but...
Well, my big takeaway from Biden is he truly is the embodiment of the establishment, of the old guard. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think just like Joe Biden himself needs to retire, go drive your nice new sports car with that electric engine in it, if you like cars so much, go, you know, skeet shooting with your shotgun. Don't shoot anybody in the leg, but just go live a nice life as you head into your 80s, all right? And I feel that same way about the university system. I feel that same way about the National Press Corps. The fact, again, they didn't bring up this laptop story or even the basic. You don't have to go into all the dirty details of Hunter's life. And today, actually, the New York Post has a story that's more on just Hunter. I think it's a little much. I don't need to know more about Hunter Biden's sordid past, honestly. That said, you know, other people can read if they want. To me, it's not a decision. It's not a factor here in the decision-making for the next presidency. But no question about the basic idea of, did you meet with these Ukrainians? Was there some sort of corrupt play going on here with where you had oversight? None of that. So I think a lot of Americans are waking up as the national media is saying, wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask. We're the smart people in the room. You rubes need us in order to be safe and prosperous and healthy in this life. They're pulling their mask off the more they give that message, the more they fail to cover stories that actually matter to people. And a thing I told you as I was driving in this morning, Jack, over the phone, it's like a 16% drop in people going to college year over year. Some might say that's the pandemic, but a lot of folks who were polled said, no, I think I can have a better life not going this route of the traditional university system. So I think the old guard of the national media, the university system, all these smart politicians, these noble politicians, they did some good things for a few decades. But now they're abusing their power, and it doesn't serve the people well, it doesn't serve the country well, and really they're showing themselves to be the busybodies they've always been, and they don't have the next great horizon to run towards. So that's how I feel about it, and I hope more Americans feel that way, not just me.
I want to ask you, you sent me those articles yesterday about Hunter Biden and all this stuff, and I scanned them last night. Do you think this is damning to Joe Biden?
Yes, very much so. Because he essentially lied. Yeah. And it reveals something that's deeper than just the lying, technical lie about I didn't know anything about Hunter's dealings or I didn't meet with a Ukrainian in Burisma. It really makes, how the label Crooked Hillary really stuck to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Even people who've maybe voted for her thought that. It takes more that general sense that Biden is this 47-year corrupt politician, not necessarily more corrupt than any other D.C. politician, but up there for half a century. But he's one of these creatures of the swamp. And it really makes that argument stick.
in my mind. That's how it's damning.
Well, there are a lot of these guys in the Senate and the House, but particularly the Senate, that go in as average citizens and come out billionaires.
Yep.
And that makes you wonder what's wrong with the system, that they can go in there, serve people supposedly, be a public servant, and then get rich doing it. I just, I don't have any respect for that. And I think he's one of those people. I mean, well, look what Hunter Biden was paid.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
My God.
And the stories about China that came out yesterday from that laptop. So 272-9228, we got a board full of calls here, Jack. So let's go to a few before break.
All right.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe, I got a question. I watched mostly Trump. I did switch over to Biden every now and then. But he seemed to be in one of these where he starts talking and just gets his words all messed up.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't stand to watch it.
Yeah, so I mean, I would say, Jim, he wasn't like senile. He was lucid.
No.
But he was kind of meandering in his points.
Yeah, he just, I turned over there one time and I just caught the part of it that he was taking a question from a black man. And I think the black man said something like, what have you got besides, you ain't black?
Or something. Yeah, no, it was a young man. I suspect the guy's about my age, and I thought it was a very good question.
Yeah, Joe kind of had that look on his face like, uh-oh, I done stepped in something here.
Yeah, right, and he gave a very long answer to that, right, Jim? But it didn't seem to convince the guy who asked him the question. It's because it was like, let's just grab all the ornaments from the attic and throw them at the tree. It's like, no, you didn't give something very concise and that could speak to that kid's heart. So,
That's what he does. He gets on these rambling things that he'll hope and you'll forget what you asked him by the time he gets through all the mumbling and stuff. But it seemed to me on the Trump thing like Guthrie was debating Trump.
Yes.
I mean, what in the world? Who did she think she was?
Well, the Trump campaign, Jim, actually came out with a statement after last night's town hall saying, even though there was not a debate last night, or wasn't supposed to be, Donald Trump was the clear winner between the debate of him and Savannah Guthrie. The campaign officially said that.
And then I like the comments by some of the other networks about, what in the world is NBC doing running a town hall at the same time? Did you catch all that, Jim?
Oh, yeah. This is what I mean by the smart set, the new elite who get to run the country through the media and universities, blah, 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 blah. They need to just take a vacation, like Joe Biden. Because right now, they are acting in a way that does not serve themselves or other people well. You know, when you have a really good cause to fight for, say, like the cause of civil rights in the 60s, fantastic stuff. I mean, but they've lost a good, you know, great cause that actually needs to be changed, and now they're kind of just meddling in people's lives. And the idea, you know, Joe last night saying, well, I can't technically mandate nationwide masks, so I would go to every mayor and governor, you must wear a mask. And it's that mentality of mandating something where you've really lost me. In fact, I think I said this months ago, when you start mandating things like masks, you actually will get pushback more than if you tried to persuade people.
Right.
Yep. But overall, I think Trump had a good night, and I like to have them both at the same time because it was kind of you could check them out and just like you would in a debate, except that the Guthrie was throwing fastballs and those Mr. Snuffleupagus was throwing the underhanded changeups. You know what I mean?
He just didn't want to. He pushed back on a few things like the mask mandate, but generally speaking, it was a completely different tone than Guthrie.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty good. But I'll tell you what I was impressed with yesterday is seeing Trump out on these. Man, he's going full steam on these rallies. I mean, unbelievable.
Kissing all the women, kissing all the men. I feel great.
Boy, he's got more energy than he has.
I'm immune.
He's really fired up.
Jim, I got to run. We got a lot of calls here.
Hold on. All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Brubaker.
Hey, Dick. How are you?
I changed the subject just briefly.
Sure.
You know, I talk about this town hall. You know, I know that public education takes up a lot of y'all's time.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody who, the fact that the teachers are doing this stick out, this strike right before a referendum.
Yep.
Says so much about how much they actually care about the system. I mean, whether I'm not going to, I don't know the medical merits of what they're saying at all, but I do know that most people in Montgomery have been going to work every day through this thing.
Right.
And the teachers think they're going to get any sympathy from people who've been working every day through this pandemic by this, you know, calling in sick and not going back to work. All they're going to do is kill their own property tax initiative.
Well, when I saw that, Dick, I saw, like, okay, here's a special case, maybe, where you're maybe taking care of an elderly parent, maybe you yourself are immunocompromised, but
yeah.
All 300 of you have that case?
Oh, well, I don't even, I mean, this is a sick out. This is like blue flu.
Right.
And it is so incredibly self-defeating for what the school system's trying to do. I was just stunned that people, the 300, you know, professionals, you know, would act this way. But anyway, that's my two cents. I just had that heard.
Hey, Dick, are you going to vote for the increase?
I live in Pike Road.
That's right, you lucky dog.
But I will tell you, I will tell you this. If we don't pass this referendum, now, is it going to magically make schools better? Of course not. But I tell you this, if we don't show some community support for these public schools, Maxwell is as gone as the gray goose in winter. And that's going to hurt this town. The military has done everything but say that. So save the town. Vote yes.
Yeah, that's how I'm leaning. But when I saw these teachers walking out, I was just like, that's just unreal.
Well, it makes it very hard to, yes, the schools are poorly managed. Yes, they let, you know, $700,000 disappear and didn't know about it for years. Yes, academic performance is incredibly low, except it's a, you know, 8 or 9 magnet school. Worst in the state in some areas. That said, vote yes. I mean, we need to save the military base. We've got to, you know, we got to try. I mean, and let's say, in cars and in education, there's such a thing as trying to buy too cheap. And we've been playing the legal minimum for decades here. And even if you think the schools are terrible, we've been trying to buy too cheap for a long, long time. And now it's time to pay up. You got to trade up sometime.
Well, that's a good point.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you. 272-9228. Ah, crap. We got to hit a break here.
Okay, Dan.
Why are you chuckling at me like that? Look like Bugsy got something, you know, stuck in him.
He's in the other room, thank you. Don't say his name. He may come in here.
I don't want him climbing
it's like
all over
you. It's like looking a beggar in the eye. He's going to ask for money every time. Oh, I would like to report that David Brewer's quadruple bypass went very well yesterday.
Good.
And he's recovering at Jackson. Yesterday was also Don Taylor's 85th birthday. They're good friends of mine, and I just want to wish Don well. He just had hip surgery, so he's recovering from that. But he's a great guy, and he's doing great.
Well, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. This first hour of News and Views always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off here in the month of October for News and Views listeners on videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. Preserve those memories and maybe wrap up your Christmas shopping for certain hard-to-buy-for folks with this idea. Give the gift of nostalgia on Christmas Day through Dan Black Studios. 50% off on those videotape transfers to a digital format. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. Again, 272-9228 if you want to give us a call.
You want to start off?
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the best 10 days of fall. The Alabama National Fair. Due to inclement weather for the Salute to America's Veterans on opening night, the event will now be held tonight. All active and retired military get in free with proper ID. It's the Alabama National Fair's way of saying thanks for your service. This year at the fair, there's live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, sponsored by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. There's plenty of great rides and games on the Midway, and great outdoor shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker's Pecans, the Sea Lion Splash, sponsored by Cowan's Equipment, plus lots more. And don't forget, Sunday is First Responders Day. All first responders and members of their immediate household 18 and under get in free, courtesy of Haynes Ambulance. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free app for a complete listing of daily events at the fair. Now through Sunday.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents a social distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's Parking Lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger.
It's not your grandma's ginger ale.
I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students. This will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest PAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file, but you got to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell him you're a News and Views listener. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I'm preserving my memories. Isn't that what you said to do with Dan Black?
Your memories?
Yeah.
No, I think you were... It's kind of like a Rorschach test. I said memories, but...
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But you heard memories.
Yeah. Sicko that I am.
That's what I like about you, Jack.
Sick.
272-9228. Let's go to JD.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, I had two gigantic takeaways and a very big suspicion from the town halls last night. I think with the admittance of Gulley lying.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody finding out that the debates were going to be rigged, and a combination of the hostility that Donald Trump was met with in comparison to Joe Biden. You know, I think it's a hands down. They have all but confirmed that they're probably not going to have a third debate, because I think they know at this time Trump has showed enough composure last night that he will be able to maintain some composure and let Joe Biden run away with the rope. And a sad story to all this is conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories, but what's really turning sad is all these conspiracy theories are turning into actual conspiracies. And it's just, it's absolutely crazy. The evidence just keeps piling on and piling on. And I think Harris, you know, is going to stay in hiding, because I think you're not going to get anywhere by attacking Joe. I think they have the 25th spot just to try to remove him after they try to rig the election. And I think she's hiding so she doesn't have to answer any hardball questions about her opinions as a legal prosecutor on the Hunter Biden issue.
Well, yes, she's going to stay off the trail all weekend, and she had two staffers who tested positive, but she wasn't really around them. I'm wondering why she's not going to be back on the trail, but I think you may have hit it on the head.
Well, and I see them both are kind of, they're just backpedaling often, and Biden has his lines where he'll hit Trump, especially on COVID-19, but on the deeper issues and actually the nuances of the pandemic, like opening up the economy again. For instance, the lockdown policy, I think, is the policy of the rich and the well-off. I mean, those who have been hit the hardest, I mean, need to be able to work and actually want to. So.
And you're absolutely right. But, you know, it wasn't but just the other day that I mentioned, hey, could you do a little investigating on this issue? I don't want to drop too many details, and I'll be dadgummed if Donald Trump wasn't tweeting about it. And it was a retweet. He was actually questioned on it. He said, look, that was just a retweet. I mean, he said, I'm not claiming if it's fact or fiction, but there's, you know, with all these theories out there turning into fact, it's kind of hard to start overlooking theories at this point. You got to take everything seriously as it comes up.
Well, and JD, to that point, Trump just leans into it. They will always consider him, his supporters, or even any Republican, barbarians at, or in the case of Trump, barbarians within the gates, inside the gates. And they're going to treat him accordingly. Just think of it that way, folks. Trump is a barbarian inside the gates. In fact, he's running the darn castle, and they are upset and want to get him out. It explains a lot of how the media in particular treat him.
Well, he can storm the castle all he wants. I'll be right there beside him storming it with him. It's about time somebody stepped up and did what he's doing, and that's accomplish or try to accomplish exactly what he ran on, and shake up the establishment. I think he's done a wonderful, phenomenal job of that. I think he's got a lot better track record than what he's given credit for. But hey, that's just my thoughts for the day. Hope y'all keep having a wonderful show. I'm gonna keep tuning in.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks. You know, I do think Trump is a sponge of information. He knows everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, and the way he would pivot occasionally last night and say, you know, you asked me about this peaceful transition. Of course I want a peaceful transition. Of course I want a peaceful transition. But I say that with, hey, last time they were caught spying on my campaign. And in fact, they, you know, said Russia, Russia, Russia for years. And they're the ones dealing with Russian disinformation. So, yeah, I want a peaceful transition, but do they? And no, they don't, because he's a barbarian inside the gates. And they're going to treat him accordingly and do whatever they can to gain back their power. 272-9228, Robert, welcome.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Before I get to the issue when I call, I know that he advertised on your station, so I know it's legal to say this. But that gentleman that came on before the last one, Mr. Brubaker, he's a fine gentleman. He's a man of his word, and he stands behind what he says he's going to do. I don't care what you think of him. I know that personally that he made 18 young men's dreams come true that I was in control of with his own money. So that's the type of guy he is. So thank you, Mr. Brubaker. This back in the 90s, and you always would be deep in my heart. As long as I can utter a voice and have a breath to speak, I will always speak of you wherever I'm at. Now, second thing I call about, there's nobody training with a gun in any enforcement agency that shoot at a target with lead. I don't know why we're trying to tell these black people that you can go out there and act a fool at the police, and he's supposed to try to find a leg to shoot, because he shoot at mass, the mass part of your body, because you have done something to enact him to challenge his gun that way. Now,
and Robert, hold on. Before you keep going, let's play the clip from last night. This is Joe Biden.
Beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's
nothing like de-escalating by shooting somebody in the leg.
The best way to de-escalate the whole thing is listen to the command of the officer. Do what he tells you to do, and if he's wrong, take him to court. Then you won't have to get shot nowhere, even if you got four pair of legs. You got to worry about him getting down one of your legs.
And Robert, you're right.
Yeah, and the next thing is, find the police, heavily find them, where there'll be more than one officer in the area, so when the officer is confronted by a situation that he can't handle it by himself, there's someone there to help him in time, record time.
There you go.
That's how you stop that. Now, I will admit, out of all the shootings, there may be one or two cases where a young officer on duty by himself, hadn't been out of the academy but 6 months, got confronted about a situation that he never was trained on, and he reacted in the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's why you need to have senior veteran officers riding around with these young officers at least for 2 years.
Well, yeah, and people can, you know, have all the correct training, and it might be, statistically speaking, a very rare event, but very rare, Robert, still means that hundreds of people are shot and killed by the police every year. Now, of those hundreds, some, if not the vast majority, are probably justified in the sense that people are trying to shoot back, these sorts of things. But say, out of, you know, that 100, 10 or 12 or 15 are, you know, questionable, that's still going to make plenty of news. And that's what's so frustrating about this, is that you have millions of interactions with people, the police, all over a year, let's say, in the United States.
You go pull my public driving record. I hate to say this. You go pull my public driving record, you'll see so many traffic violations till you'll say, dang, how did he pay all these? And you'll never see any time I got shot. You'll never see any time I got hit. I pull over, I give him my ID, I give him my insurance, they give me my ticket. Y'all have a good day. I have a good day.
Well, Robert, I appreciate
you're putting it down there where everybody can get to it, man.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you. 272-9228. Chris, hold on. We want to give you plenty of running room. Got to hit another break here. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, if you're looking for fine antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, then Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth is the place to go. Troop's the guy you need to go see. You can check out what they currently have in stock at heirloomjewelers.com. That's heirloomjewelers.com. Or you can call them at 260-0066 on the website. And with that phone number, you can set up an appointment to stop by the showroom to buy from Troop Booth, whether to treat yourself or surprise that significant other with a fine antique jewelry piece. Or you can sell to Troop Booth when you make an appointment. Just bring your jewelry items in. Troop will give you an appraisal of those items. And if you agree to the value then and there, you can get paid right then and there. So whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Again, 260-0066. Or go to the brand new website, heirloomjewelers.com. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Doing all right, Jack. Preserving those memories. We'll be back.
You got Ray Bowles coming up?
After 10, yeah.
Okay.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Exciting forecast because we get our first taste of some really true fall air this weekend. That cold front we've been telling you about all week is sweeping through the state today. You'll feel a noticeable change. Today will be a breezy day, cool, high temperature up to about 72, gusty northerly winds, jacket weather tonight, clear skies, chilly. The overnight low temperature will fall to the mid-40s by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, nearly perfect, abundant sunshine, low humidity, 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's time to prepare the menu for your outdoor fall gatherings. Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve, from a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing well. I love that Trump has to remind people of that.
You know, I just like reminding people that he reminded people once. It's I mean, Biden's done the same thing, for instance.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
You got to love hearing these guys brag about their intelligence. I mean, you and I are very intelligent, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, Chris, sorry that you couldn't hold on. I was looking forward to hearing from Chris and others. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, no better place to go than New Look Decorating Center. They're a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies for you to, well, repaint the bedroom, repaint the kitchen, maybe the front porch that gets a lot of the sun at the high points of the day, then, yeah, you could repaint the front of that porch. And whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're contracting out the job, be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist, Brett Landham, the manager, paint specialist, they both are very easy to work with. The whole team is, and they'll keep your information on file so you can go back again and again, keep that continuity. And they can help make that inspiration to repaint your home a reality. So give them a call today at 271-0007, 271-0007, or stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint. Good morning.
Morning, Clint.
Hey, Clint.
You know, watching that thing last night, you know, did you notice about Joe Biden? He's a heavy blinker with his eyes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he was blinking with his eyes, not anything else.
Yeah, but you watching his eyes, and that's, you know, that's a good way to learn about somebody, is watch their eyes.
What are you reading into that?
Well, he was off cue, one. He was having a hard time to think what to say. I thought the man was kind of confused.
Yeah, he did seem meandering, like I said earlier.
Yep. Trump, I think he did great. And they had moderator.
Moderator, yeah.
Yeah, she was very rude. She kept butting in. And I agree with Jack. Why do you need one to begin with?
Especially in a
town hall, you need anybody.
Yeah, you got your whoever's there, they ask the questions.
And I thought on both town halls, the Biden town hall and the Trump town hall, that the questions from actual voters were pretty darn good across the board. And they weren't perfect.
Oh, I agree.
But they were pretty good.
And on Trump, that the black lady that was behind him.
Yeah, nodding her head.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that was pretty cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, so she was rooting for him. Every answer, Jack, she's like, yeah, raising her hand, like, yeah, or giving him a thumbs up or clapping for him. And, yeah, the progressives on Twitter did not like that.
Yep.
Just and
who was that caller
barbarian
that called in that talking about the law, the cops, you know, don't get shot. If you don't, you know, if you do what you're told, you don't get shot.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Robert.
Robert, okay. I like that guy. I got pulled over this past Wednesday morning.
Yeah?
Going into a gas station. I don't know why. I hadn't done nothing wrong.